From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at one of the most powerful but least understood people in Egypt, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the head of the Egyptian military, who's believed to be running the country these days.
But first, to some news about the man who used to run Egypt, Hosni Mubarak. Officials say they may release him a little more than 2 years after he was arrested. He was charged with corruption and for his part in the deaths of hundreds of pro-democracy protesters during the demonstrations that brought him down just a couple of years ago. News of his possible release comes amid historic levels of violence and unrest in the country after the military's ouster of Mubarak's democratically elected successor, Mohamed Morsi. NPR's Leila Fadel is in Cairo and joins us now. And Leila, let's start with the news of Mubarak's possible release. What's going on here?
Well, basically, he is still on trial for his role in the killing of some 900 pro-democracy protesters almost 3 years ago. But the ability for the state to keep him in jail over that ran out a while ago. And today, a judge ordered his release on another case in which he's being investigated for misusing public funds and property. His lawyers say this may pave the way for his release. There's only one more case that he can be held on, a case of bribery, and it's unclear if that will also be overturned. And so, therefore, we may see the final indication of a full reversal of most of the gains of that uprising almost 3 years ago.
And this comes just as there are new allegations against Mohamed Morsi. What are those?
So now he's being accused of inciting violence outside the presidential palace in December during another crisis here over the Constitution. He's already been under investigation for a slew of what many observers and supporters of Morsi call trumped-up charges, working with al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, the United States to destabilize Egypt, to hurt Egypt, for murder, for kidnapping. And so we may see a situation here in Egypt where Egypt's elected but now unpopular and hated president by many Egyptians will stay in prison or in detention. Tension, and Mubarak could possibly be released.
Leila, talk about the violence that we have seen there over the past few days. Just in the past 24 hours, militants have ambushed and shot at least 25 policemen in northern Sinai, not far from the Gaza Strip. Also, the Egyptian government admitted that security forces had killed at least 36 Islamist prisoners.
Well, more than 950 people have died here since Wednesday. 950. The morgue is so overwhelmed. There are ice trucks outside the morgue to put bodies in. There have been bodies in the streets. People having difficulty getting the certification they need to bury people. It is extremely violent. This latest incident with the Islamist prisoners has been among the most disturbing for human rights groups who look at it suspiciously. The Ministry of Interior saying there was a riot. They took an officer. They had to use tear gas, and many of them suffocated. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood, from which ousted President Mohamed Morsi hails, say these men were tortured to death. It's really unclear what happened last night. And also in Sinai, that has been sort of a low-level insurgency for weeks now.
And we're hearing the word civil war. Are you hearing that? Is that what people are talking about in the streets of Cairo?
I would say for the first time, there is a true fear of civil war. Egyptians asking themselves, could we be Syria? Could we be Iraq? Something they never thought could happen here in Egypt. But over the last few days, we've seen civilian-on-civilian violence. We've seen a serious crackdown from the state on these Morsi supporters, some of which are armed, but the majority of which are not. And so people are starting to wonder that if Egypt could slip into that. Also, attacks on churches. Much of Egypt behind the military, but so many worried that this battle between the military and the Muslim Brotherhood, both not very democratic organizations, could drag Egypt into a civil war.
NPR's Cairo Bureau Chief Leila Fadel, who is doing great reporting on Egypt morning, noon, and night. Leila, thank you so much.
Thank you.